Penguin Random House Audio presents The Sleepwalker by Chris Bojalian. Read for you by Katie McLean with Grace Experience. I am terrified by this dark thing that sleeps in me. Sylvia Plath. Part 1.
It makes all the sense in the world. You awaken and smell smoke and see that the cat at the foot of your bed is on fire. And so you scoop him up and race to the bathroom and douse him with water in the tub. You reassure him that he'll be fine. He is fine, telling him that everything's okay. You hold him firmly but gently under the faucet because you are worried about his burns. The only thing is, you're not awake. But you're not precisely dreaming either. After all, in the morning the sheets are wet where the cat slept when you both went back to bed, and there is fur in the tub. There are scratch marks on your arms and the back of your hands because the cat was justifiably resistant to the idea of a shower in the middle of the night. And of course, the animal was never on fire. Nothing in the house was on fire. And you're a reasonable person. You know that cats and dogs don't spontaneously combust. But in the middle of the night, in the fidelity of that instant, you were saving the cat's life, and that was all that mattered. Or another time, you open your eyes in the charcoal dark and decide that you're hungry. So you stroll to the kitchen and whip up an omelet, tossing atop the whisked eggs in the pan a little cheddar cheese and a handful of baby aspirin. A mortar and pestle, the ground orange a cure in the crock of a medieval apothecary. Because in the murkiness of the moment,